caffeine actually competes with adenosine, which is another component or molecule that's in the body, and it competes for the receptors in the brain. So adenosine actually attaches to these receptors, and we get these feelings of relaxation and tiredness. So when caffeine competes with adenosine, we then actually don't experience those feelings of relaxation and tiredness, but we actually feel much more alert, and that's why people get those good feelings from caffeine, because they're no longer feeling tired, they're more motivated, and they're more focused to do their work throughout the day.
We know that coffee is a drug. What is it about coffee that is so addictive?
The feelings that we get from having caffeine to begin with, I think that's what creates that dependency to begin with. But the problem is, when we have that habitual intake of caffeine, it actually leads to tolerance. And so when we build up that tolerance, it means the effects of the caffeine is diminished. So we just need to keep drinking more and more to get that same feeling of alertness and motivation that we get. So that's why over time it leads to that dependency of caffeine. And it really depends on the type of bean that's used as well. And you can even go from cafe to cafe and you'll get, you know, say a medium latte at each of the cafes, but the caffeine content of each of those is going to be different. So it can be really tricky for people to really know how much caffeine they're having in a day, and it can add up very, very quickly to sort of get them to that maximum amount where they then, you know, it starts affecting their sleep or their heart's beating more rapidly, you know, or they're sort of getting the jitters throughout the day.
Recently in the new year, we've heard from listeners and even people in the office who have made it their mission at the start of the year to cut back on coffee or even quit it altogether. And many of the people are experiencing the same kind of withdrawals. Myself, for example, headaches, you know, I'll realise I haven't had one in the morning and a few hours go by and I have a headache. So what kind of effects can that have on our body when we do cut back on our intake?
Yeah, look, the most, as you've mentioned, the most common sort of side effects when we cut back are those withdrawal headaches. So we do, because we're eliminating caffeine, we're then allowing, as I said before, that adenosine that we have to reattach to those receptors in the brain. So what that means is we're now getting tired and fatigued throughout the day, and they're sort of the main symptoms that you're going to experience. Others sort of report side effects like having cold or flu-like symptoms, sort of really achy throughout the day, just wanting to sleep all of the time. So you can see why then that leads people to start drinking coffee or caffeine again, because the feelings that they get when they're trying to withdraw, you know, are just not pleasant.
What would be some of your tips for people who are looking to cut back on their coffee intake or just quit altogether?
Yeah, so look, number one tip, definitely don't go cold turkey. When we go cold turkey, that's when we're going to experience the most severe side effects. So you're best just to start slowly. So you can either do that by cutting back on the number of coffees that you have per day. So, you know, and that limit for everyone as to what the maximum number of coffees they need per day is going to be different. So say if you're having 5 coffees per day, then maybe start cutting back to 4 or 3 coffees per day. Or you could look at switching to some lower caffeine alternatives. So, you know, if you're someone who drinks espresso or instant coffee quite a bit, then they're sort of our higher caffeine content drinks. So you could look to switching to something like black tea or green tea as well. So the caffeine content of those are a little bit lower. Or you could look to just go for our soda water or mineral water, sort of just to build that fluid intake up at the same time as you're trying to reduce the amount of caffeine that you're having per day. But also be mindful of other foods that have caffeine, like our chocolate milks and our chocolate and cola energy drinks that we can have throughout the day. So being mindful of all the different sources that caffeine could actually be coming from. You know, it's really going to be different for everyone, but as soon as you start experiencing those negative side effects, then that's really the good indication that it's time to cut back a little bit. You know, and then there's different people in the population, such as pregnant women or people that have high blood pressure, that really need to be more mindful of the amount of caffeine that they're having.